distinguished guests, friends, and fellow Arkansans, I'm honored today to hold our Constitution.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Life on the Bricks, the Needley Report. This forum is made from the host and non-best-selling author on the life of homelessness problems in the mean streets of Little Rock, Arkansas, and how we can make a difference. So let's give it up to the man who is making a difference rather than crying about the problems. Love him or hate him, he is effective. Here's Charles Needley.
Okay, hello everybody. That's on my email list. Who my friends and my family. My family are my friends. Okay, the reason why I'm making this is without the usual prompt and ceremony. This is about Mike Beebe. I saw something in Power Play magazine that really disturbed me. Mike Beebe got a cabinet, white, black, a complete diversity of people and coaches from all over Arkansas. And I noticed something when I read the article in Power Play magazine. He has somebody in there called military liaison affairs for the local home troops, National Guard and stuff. But I kind of noticed something. He ain't got one person on his cabinet that's a member of the veterans or homeless kind of a coordinator type person. Now, I said in a previous podcast that I wasn't going to criticize this guy until 100 days. Well, in my previous podcast, I forgot which one it was, I said I'm going to do it 90 days. I'm not going to wait 100 days. Well, 90 days is just about up and one more day. And I'm going to go ahead and go after Mr. So-called humble beginning. And I got the goods on him, too. What it is, can't say right now. But I want to catch him on a live call-in talk show, and then I'm going to drop the bomb on him. See, I'm going to show you that sometimes you can't vote with your heart. You gotta vote with the conscience. I wanted to vote for this dude, but when one of his staff treated me and Jerry and the fellows like dirt, I knew right then he wasn't the guy to vote for. But then when I had that little debate with one of his airheads, I knew then he wasn't the guy I wanted to vote for. So, I'm finna call him out, let everybody know he's a fraud, and that's that. Because he did some things in his speech, his state speech, and I caught on to it, but I didn't know what it was at the time. And it didn't dawn on me today until I read Power Play magazine. Then it hit me. I said, now I know how I can go after him. Well, I'm going to go after him like I go after Sandra Wilson and all the rest of these phonies that claim to represent the homeless. That's right. That claim to represent the homeless. I made a vow back in 2006. I said, I'm going to start the year fresh. You know? So on this special non-volume with no number edition of the Needley Report, I'm going after Governor Mike Beebe. It's 90 days up. I got him. Thank you. Stay tuned.
So ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Life on the Bricks, the Needley Report, with your host Charles Needley. I am your host speaker, Evenly St. Tremble. Thank you for listening. Charles will be coming up with more hot topics relating to the growing homeless issues here in the city of Little Rock, Arkansas, and what you can do to combat the prejudices and cold hatred callous attitudes of the powers at be who seek to destroy all that we have built up. Be vigilant, the Lord.